Time to talk Oregon softball. The World Series run starts tomorrow against Washington. Our guest, one of the few seniors on this edition of the Ducks, been the starting shortstop since arriving from Mater Dei as a freshman. One of the most accomplished players in program history. Our pleasure. Welcome in Nikki Udrea. Nikki, thanks for the time. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm good. It's just at media day right now, so glad I could catch you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So I mentioned the high school you attended. You were all league four times, MVP twice, big numbers. And I'm curious as to what other schools were in the mix as you decided your college path and kind of what made you finally say, yep, I want to be a Duck.
Yeah, definitely the UCLAs and the Washingtons and Arizonas and things like that were in the mix. And, just the family atmosphere and the culture that is created here at Oregon. I wanted to be a part of someone changing the culture and beating those teams and competing against those teams that have been so dominant. And I think here in my 4 years, we've done a great job of transforming that culture and making a name for Oregon and showing that we're on top. And so I'm excited to go out and compete against another PAC team and just make our statement and make our name known.
So when you got here in 2014, they had to make a change. Another great player, Courtney Seal, was the shortstop, and they decided, well, you're going to play short. She's going to move to third, and she had a crazy season, hit 500. Did you feel that that was a move that everybody supported? It seemed like that to those of us who observed. How was Courtney about that move?
Yeah, for sure. Courtney was definitely an awesome teammate, and I'm so glad that she was a senior when I was a freshman because she really laid the foundation for me as a player here at the University of Oregon and players that are still coming to this program. I think that she gave all her information to me, and she gave me so much about the game, about being a true player of Oregon, and just really just upped my game and my passion to make the people around me better. So she was committed to playing third and me playing shortstop and whatever was going to do the best for the team and get the job done. So nowhere along the way did I feel discomfort or like she was unsure if she should be playing third and I should be playing short. She helped me along the way and really took me under her wing and gave me everything she could for my freshman year.
That sounds awesome. I want to get to Saturday. So you guys won the opener, and you were down three entering the seventh. You had the top of the order coming up, and Mercado and Max singled. Gwen works out a walk. You're up facing Megan Prince, who started game one. And, of course, the dream would be to hit a grand slam, but there's nobody out. Did that alter your approach at the plate? Kind of take me through your process and the pitch you eventually drove back through the box for those two big runs.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was a little frustrating because in the beginning of the game, in the earlier innings, I had some time to drive in some runs but didn't really get the job done. So I wasn't trying to make the moment any bigger than it needed to be at that point. So I was just really trying to keep it simple and keep it small. Something through the infield would score a run. And even if it didn't take a hit to score Danica or Mac, then that's what was going to be done. So just keeping it simple and not putting too much pressure on myself, because I know that if I didn't get it done, someone behind me would have.
When you got here, and you've seen some really terrific pitchers, Sheridan Hawkins, Carissa Hovengay. So now you guys are up a run, and one of your amazing freshmen walks out to the circle, Miranda Ellish, who'd actually given up two runs the inning before. So what's your mindset behind her defensively, and how impressive was that final inning? Because that was a pretty dominating 1-2-3.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it doesn't matter who's out there for our pitching staff. It's just coming together as a defense behind them and making sure that they know that they're the best when they're in that circle and that we trust them fully. And so just instilling that confidence in them as we go out to make those final three outs is really what I took pride in as a senior, just making sure she could hear my voice behind her and hear all of our voices as we went forth to try and get those last outs and head to Oklahoma. So that was awesome.
We're talking Oregon softball with Nikki Udrea. You know, at a certain point last season and for this season, the DP combo has been yourself and Lauren Linvall. We know how critical it is to be strong up the middle. So after all this time playing to her right, how in sync, how on the same page are you with your second baseman, you know, since you've both become regulars?
Yeah, for sure. Lauren and I have definitely built a really strong and close-knit friendship on and off the field. I think that it only takes a look to each other's left or right, and we both kind of know what each other's thinking. So we've definitely got that nonverbal cueing going on and can really tell how each other's feeling and what each other needs and just what the defense needs. And I got your back if you need help on a play, and she has mine. So it's definitely been a very fun year and getting to grow with Lauren and just pass the torch down to her as she becomes a senior next year. So I'm really excited.
Another adjustment you guys had to make on the infield was a new first baseman, Mia Camuso. You know, Haley Decker handled the position, and she was a great defender. And Mia, a little unorthodox at 5'2". Was that much of an adjustment for you and Lauren and Jenna? And, you know, for her stepping in to a team like this with such big expectations, how impressive was her freshman year?
Yeah, Mia's done phenomenal. I think she's really accepted her role, and her height hasn't hindered her. I think she's really learning from Kylie and Coach Spencer and just really taking the information and growing. As a defense, you know, we've adjusted to her height, and it's not really a factor for us. Yeah, there might be a little small room for error, as in the height factor, but she picks balls, and you just get over there, and she'll catch it for us. So we've been really thrilled and happy to have her as our first baseman.
All right, a couple of final thoughts. I mentioned the pitchers who were here when you arrived. We talked about Miranda, and obviously Maggie's a freshman. Megan is a sophomore, and you've played behind them from day one. Well, Nikki, would I be accurate in saying these young women just seem wise beyond their years that to walk into an elite conference and team like this and perform at that level?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's the type of player and athlete that Coach White recruits and the coaching staff recruits, not just their talent physically, but mentally as well, that they're going to be able to come here mentally and be ready to step on that field and provide for the team and be strong for the team. I know that it takes a certain mindset to be a pitcher and just handle all the pressures that are put on you. So the type of recruits that we've had that's come in this year, the freshman class, Maggie and Miranda and the pitching circle, has been phenomenal. They're just determination on the field has been so great, and it's way beyond their years. You would never know they're a freshman when they step on that field because they don't carry themselves that way. Your age doesn't matter, and it's just their mindset when they step on the field is unbelievable. So it's been an honor to play behind them, and I'm really excited to see how things turn out for us this week.
And lastly, obviously you're playing a team you're familiar with in the Huskies. The series you played was really tight. They're very well coached by Coach Tarr. Well, what are some of the challenges this particular dog team presents you and your teammates?
I wouldn't see any challenges. I think every game from now on is going to be tough, but I think the last time we played them, we kind of weren't ourselves. We're not the team we are now, and we were still learning and growing, and I think we're in a good place right now, and we're going to come out and attack, and it's going to be a good game. You know, it's going to be tough all the way till the end, and I think if we do everything that we can and be focused every pitch, you know, have good defense, have good pitching, and have some clutch hitting, that we'll be fine, and we're going to like the outcome if we just do our jobs and make sure that every pitch has intent and purpose. So,
you know, I said that was the last one. There's one thing I have to ask you every time I talk to one of you and your teammates. You seem like you guys are just so unified and having so much fun playing this game. I mean, how accurate is that a read as an observer?
For sure. As the 4 years I've been here, this is one of the most close teams I've played on. I think it's just the aspect of, like, there's more than softball, that we really value each other as friends and as just like people other outside of softball, and just like women, of just empowering each other and not worrying about, you know, there's a competition aspect in the fall when we're competing for positions, but ultimately competing to make our team better and be the best that we can be. And so everyone's really accepted their roles, and we're just trying to enjoy it because these are the memories you'll remember forever. And you're not going to remember, you know, so-and-so did that, and what you want to remember the friendships and who these people are going to be at your weddings and things like that. So I've really been happy to enjoy my senior year and have such a close team that I'll remember forever. So,
well, you guys definitely bring that joy of the game. Nikki, I know you're busy. You got a few things going on. It's great to get a chance. Great to get a chance to speak to you, and obviously best of luck, travel safe, and bring home a title.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Will do.
All right. You take care.